Blog Talk Radio.
This is MikeSpirit.fm. Good evening and welcome to Guiding Lights with Jeanette Ann and Sarah May. The airwaves are now open, and these respected UK Sky Television psychics will take your hand and lead you through the universe with interesting topics and spirit communication. Call Jeanette and Sarah now. 760-283-4611. If you're calling from outside the USA, then prefix 001. Or register to the chat room and click Call Skype. Now the moment you've been waiting for. Please welcome Jeanette Ann and Sarah May.
Hello, and I'd like to say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Guiding Lights with myself, Sarah May, and my fantastic co-host, Jeanette Coombs. Hello, Jeanette, are you there?
I certainly am, Sarah, and lovely to speak to you. I think it's been quite a few days now since we've had a get-together, because I know you and myself, we've both been extremely busy this last few days. But I'd like to say good evening and welcome to all our listeners, and good morning, good evening, and good afternoon, wherever you are, and lovely welcome to Guiding Life.
Yeah, we've covered all of the times there, haven't we, Jeanette, for all of our international callers, or international listeners, rather. I would like to say the lines are open for you to call in, and if you do want to call in, then the number you will be dialing will be 7602-834611. That's 7602-834611 in America. Outside of America, prefix with 001. If you want to use Skype, Skype's a nice handy way of getting hold of us. blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpirit, and just simply click Call Skype. And that's how you can connect in with the show this evening. And we like to interact. We've got topics, we've got healings, we're talking about crystals again this evening. We're also maybe talking about chakras as well, which is something that we like to do on a weekly basis, because we may forget as each week comes. And, you know, very much like when we sit in a development group, you will revisit these things every time that you go to a group. Not that we're here to develop you, but we just want to share the spirituality side of what we do. What have you got this evening, Jeanette, for the listeners?
Yeah, lovely. Well, as you just said about the crystals and the techniques, I think that as we've had such fantastic feedback about the little techniques and tips that we give in, I think that we are going to be continuing on every week, just to give people just a few minutes on certain ways that they can connect with the crystals, because, you know, they are so wonderful to be able to take these times out and just have these few minutes of basically meditating, protecting and centering yourself, really. And I thought tonight we'd have a look at centering, grounding and protecting. So I'm just going to go through a little bit about that, and then I'm going to be just drawing everybody's attention to actually wearing crystals. And what I'd like to ask to all our listeners out there tonight is if they'd like to give us a call in to the show to tell us what crystals they are very drawn to and why they are so drawn to that crystal. And let's hope that we can actually give them a little bit of a reading in connection to that crystal that they're actually drawn to. So I think that would be quite a different edge to the show tonight, but I think it'll be something different, and hopefully the listeners will enjoy interacting with us and you know, really enjoy all the information, all the tips that we're actually giving about the different ways that you can relax, ground and centre yourself. So, Sarah, I don't know what you want to fetch in this evening, but I thought I'd just do these couple of techniques. So I don't know if you'd like me to start first, and we can have just take this time out just to relax, because quite rightly, as you said, it's like going into a little class or a little circle, because before you do any work, you always take that few minutes to ground yourself. And I think it's lovely for all our core listeners out there to just go on the journey of the show with us, just to relax and enjoy, you know, the centre of the grounding.
Definitely, Jeanette.
Okay, now I just want to say quickly to all our listeners that when you are actually going to start working with crystals, it is quite important that you do create a little bit of a sacred space for yourself in the house, okay? So that means somewhere quiet, somewhere where you're not going to be distracted by loud noise, mobile phones, TVs, radios, you know, that are ringing or loud music. It is nice to have that time out, just those 5 minutes at some point in your busy day where you can just switch yourself off, okay? And make sure that you make enough space so that your legs can be outstretched, that you can literally stretch yourself out, maybe on the bed with a cushion or on the floor with a pillow under your head or something like that. But it's very important to feel comfortable, to take off your jewellery so that it doesn't interfere, especially watches, and that you relax and you really just focus on you and your body and the crystals that are kind of coming in to work with you. Now, I'm going to just look into grounding, centering and protecting. Okay, so just on this one, I feel that what you actually need to do, okay, just to protect yourself, ground yourself and center yourself for the day, is basically, I would say, an essential part of a daily routine that keeps you feeling at one with yourself. And it doesn't take very long, just to take that 5 minutes or so every day. So what I'd like you to do, after you've found your space and you're comfortable and you've got your cushions, you know, around you, that they're comfortable and you lay in there and you know that you're not going to be distracted by the TV going on or anything, just stretch your body out, okay? And I feel that sometimes, okay, it's nice just to breathe in and breathe out to quieten your body and quieten your mind, so it helps to unblock the confusions. Now, what you need to do, you need to hold or place crystals anywhere on your body's midline, okay? So I would say get a large crystal and hold it in both hands, okay? And then gaze at the crystal placed at a comfortable distance and hold the crystal while imagining your breath is moving through it. So you're actually working with the crystal, you're holding it, but you've placed it on your middle so you can see it breathing up and down with you, okay? And I feel for you to do that, okay, what you really do need to do is just lay there, have a crystal down at the base of you, maybe a dark crystal like a black tourmaline or a hematite, okay, which is very, very good to just ground on the base. But I feel what you need to do is just to lay there and just place that crystal, relax, okay, and breathe. Now, sometimes when you've just got a crystal that's breathing in and out with you, okay, it's placed on your midriff, you feel maybe a little bit of a tingling sensation, okay? But that's okay, because what that's actually doing is balancing. And it's all about balancing the grounding, you're getting yourself calm, and you're really just moving all these negativities from you from the day. And I feel just to do that technique, okay, is just basically a wonderful way, Sarah, of just unwinding from the day. And I would say, although most layouts are best carried out when you're lying down, you can actually sit in a chair to lay down and to hold the crystal in your hand. Just imagine it that way. But, you know, it is better if you can actually lie down and just hold on to these crystals and release the stress. Maybe a little bit of tiger's eye on the sacral chakra, a really lovely grounding stone on your feet, possibly a little bit of rose quartz on the heart, and surrounded by clear quartz that are points facing forward around it. So the best way, I would say, to ground yourself on that one, okay, would be to have a little piece of rose quartz in the middle of your heart, and then place four little white clear quartz crystals around the chest area with the base chakra covered by a dark crystal. Now, that is a lovely, lovely way to ground and center yourself. And those few minutes that you take to relax will help you greatly to take on the day, or if you've had a hectic day, just to rewind rewind and just chill out and relax. Now, Sarah, have you got any meditations to go with that one, my love, or what are your thoughts on doing these lovely daily layouts?
I think they're really lovely, Jeanette. I mean, I tend to in the evenings, and when I relax in bed, I should do it every night, really, but I don't do it every night, is, you know, obviously with the Reiki that I use, tuned to the Reiki, I lay my hands on myself. So that's a way of me balancing myself, and it definitely works. But yeah. I think for those of you that haven't got any accreditations in healing, that crystals are there for everybody. And I honestly believe that everybody can lay their hands on. You don't have to have the Reiki in order to do it. I truly believe that. Because I was doing healing before I actually had Reiki, which was spiritual healing. It's very calming.
That's lovely. And, you know, it's like in the, you know, people who choose to wear different crystals and they don't really know why they're drawn to different crystals, which is always just amazes me, because when you find that when you're actually doing a reading for someone, that the crystals that they are wearing, they're actually in tune to them. So it's like we have as humans a deep rooted intuitive side to us. And I feel our sixth sense will draw us to the energies that we like to work with or we need. It's just like, you know, with the ancients, they used to wear gemstone amulets, really, didn't they? And talismans. They've always been worn and they're all carried for protection or for whatever reason, you know. And it's almost as if, okay, that even though I suppose nowadays we know that carrying these crystals, you know, these crystals can't really change our circumstances, but it can actually support ourselves to keep calm, really, and just to keep us in a better kind of mindset. It's just exactly as if you're having difficulty, if you're feeling quite stressed, okay, and you need to ground yourself. Any dark crystals would be wonderful. Black metallic browns or red stones will strengthen the root chakra. So anything that's influences on those kind of tones. And I feel that with that, it's almost as if it's kind of takes us back to when we were hunters and gatherers and we needed to have some survival instincts there, you know, so we just need to have some dark crystals. And obviously then you've got the multicolored stones such as labradorite, or you've also got the rainbow obsidian. Now, they are both really excellent at preventing other people from draining your energy. So if you're with someone, maybe in a work situation where you really don't like your boss, or you feel that the lady or the gentleman next to you is quite needy or draining, just get a little bit of obsidian or labradorite by the side of your desk. These little touches kind of help you to create that sacred space. And these crystals are so easy to work with. And what I love about crystals is that they're so inexpensive as well. You know, so basically you can have quite a full kit of different crystals and it wouldn't cost you hundreds of dollars or hundreds of pounds. It would just literally be, you know, just a small amount. But that small amount that you would be paying would help you over many, many occasions. So I feel that is a good way of just having some insight, really, of using labradorite or, as I said, the obsidian. And I feel that these crystals are very, very good. But there again, you see, Sarah, if you're looking at the heart chakra, then I would say any pink stones such as kunzite, that's really good. Morganite is another one that'll help you as well to understand, and that also reduces risk of situations. So if you feel that there may be an emotional situation around you that could be escalating out of control, these crystals would be wonderful to wear as well. So it all depends where you're at, whether or not you want a little bit of emotional support with the heart chakra, and maybe a little bit of you know, energy draining. So there are a wide range of colours. So what I'd like to ask our listeners tonight, Sarah, is what crystals are they wearing? What crystals are they drawn to and why? I feel that will be very interesting because I would say that by the crystals or the colours that they are picking, we can pick up what is going around them with their moods, or at the very, very least, what people's moods are around them this evening.
Okay, lovely. Also, Jeanette, I mean, these crystals are colours, aren't they?
Oh, definitely.
They're all colours, and sometimes it's a nice idea if you go to a crystal shop, not with an idea of the kind of crystal that you want to go and buy, but to go to the shop and basically put your hand over or have visually look at all of the crystals or the tumble stones, which one you're actually drawn to. And your own gut instinct will bring you the stone that you need. And then you can say to the person in the shop, what's this crystal about? What does it mean? And you'll realise, well, I really needed that. It's happened to me quite a lot. Has it happened to you as well, Jeanette?
Yes, because that's, you know, that's more or less what I was saying about people intuitively are drawn to what they need. So, you know, even if you don't work in spiritual ways or psychic ways, and if you go into a crystal shop and your hand is drawn to, say, for instance, you know, maybe a little bit of rose quartz. You know, that means that what you're trying to kind of protect yourself from is emotional heartache. It's like as though you're trying to heal that energy vibration from you. So it's lovely when people are kind of self-helping themselves as well.
Really is, definitely. And you can incorporate it in the colours that you wear as well. If you're going for an interview, wear red for confidence or orange for confidence. Pink, again, is the colour of love. Green is the colour of balance. I will often see blue as the colour of healing, although they're all healers. But blue is often a healing colour for you. Turquoise is your throat area. So, you know, all these colours. Yellow is your solar plexus, which is really where you house a lot of emotions. So, I mean, you don't often find anything yellow, but you could always find something, even if you put a yellow hanky in your pocket or maybe a yellow stone in your pocket as well. And they all resonate. The colours of the stones resonate with the energies as well. But the beauty of crystals is you don't only get the colour, you get the earth energy that came with the crystal as well, which is lovely.
Yes, it is, Sarah, because you see, you know, these crystals have taken, you know, millions of years to kind of develop in the ground. And you have such a wonderful nature reserve at the wealth of your fingertips, if you like. And I do feel that, you know, we do kind of take for granted where we see these little tumble stones, you know, where they actually were formed and how hard it was basically for someone to mine them out. But I would say, so often now, I feel that crystals have become part of our everyday life, especially for me, because I wouldn't dream of going anywhere without two or three crystals that I love to carry. And I'm wondering out there if our listeners feel so resonated to crystals as me, and why they love them, and what's their favourite. And let's see if we can get their favourite crystal of the night, so we can understand what the mood is for our listeners this evening as well. That would be very interesting.
It would be. I mean, our producer, Ken, in the background there, is doing a fantastic job silently, has mentioned, just let me get the name of that, Serpentine Palm Stone.
Yeah.
Of course, I've not heard of that one, and I've said to him, what's that then, Ken? And he said, it's a new jade.
Right,
that sounds quite interesting. I wonder if I might go and hunt one of those down. But those of you who don't really know the names of the crystals, you're more than welcome to give us the name of a colour. Okay. I've got a short, well, I don't know if it's a short poem or not here, Jeanette. I've just written this tonight in about 10 minutes.
Well.
So it's hot off the press. Just to sort of lead us into some music, and then we are opening the lines for our lovely callers. Okay. This one's called Soul of Chakras. Okay. If I were to give you a violet glow, your radiance and love would grow. If I were to give you a sea of deep blue, your intuition and wisdom be true to you. If I were to give you blue like a clear sky, your voice would sing a tuneful high. If I were to give you a field of green, your heart would listen and allow you to dream. if I were to give you the brightest yellow, your concentration would settle and make you mellow. If I were to give you vibrant orange, your physical being would healthily exchange. I'd like to embrace you with beautiful red, to bring you grounding and a settled head. Come with me and stand by the calm sea. Imagine yourself enveloped with a rainbow tree. The energies will root you and your soul will sing. We are feeling relaxed and calm and full of zing. That's from me to all of you.
Oh, well, that's like... lovely, Sarah.
I don't know where they come from, Jeanette.
Lovely.
Crazy woman. I'm very much joking, everybody. That's my sense of humour's kicking in. The energies are lifting. What I would like to say to everybody is, naturally as a healer, and Jeanette is a healer as well, you can draw off us, okay? You won't zap us, because I believe when you ask for healing, you receive healing, so it actually energises you. Okay, but you also need to self-help as well. And as Jeanette was saying, maybe go out and discover some of these wonderful crystals that are there at your fingertips. Yeah? Okay,
definitely,
Jeanette?
Definitely, yeah. Okay, well, I think we're going to have some music now. I think our lovely producer is going to be putting the first track of the show on. And when we come back, we're going to be opening those lines. And so don't forget now, listeners, the crystals that you're drawn to, or at the very least the colours, so that we can pick up the mood of what people are feeling tonight and why. That would be very interesting.
Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you want, 'cause I'm moving on, you're moving on now.
Okay, I think that's the song finished. I think we're back now. Okay, and I just wanted to go over to the lines now to say that they're now open to take calls. And welcome back to all our listeners. And hi, Sarah, and welcome back to you.
Hello, welcome back. They were nice songs, weren't they, Jeanette?
Yeah, great.
Fast Car, I love that song, personally. Mm. She's such a fantastic singer, and then M People brings the vibe up, doesn't it?
Certainly does. And lovely to sing and dance around. It's a wonderful way of bringing in that vibration, to lifting that high, bright vibration. Music is such a very good part of focusing your energies in a positive way. So if you are feeling a little bit down out there this evening, just go and play something really upbeat and nice, because that will help you focus on something nice. So have we got our first caller waiting for us, Sarah?
I do believe so. I think we've got Sandy, yeah.
Okay. So do you want me to start with Sandy, or would you like to take Sandy?
That'd be lovely if you could, Jeanette.
Okay, lovely. Well, I'm going to see if we've got Sandy still on the line and say hello, Sandy. Welcome to Guiding Lights. And how can I help you this evening, please?
Hi, I just wanted a reading.
Okay, Sandy. You're through to Jeanette Ann. First of all, Sandy, I'd like to ask you for your date of birth, please, my love.
10/5/60.
10/5, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes you a Taurian, is that correct?
No, 10/5, Libra.
Sorry, it's the other way around, yeah, I always get that one confused. Okay, now Sandy, I don't know if you was listening to the show earlier on this evening, but we were talking about crystals and resonating with colours. Now, is there any other, is there a colour or a crystal that you'd like to share with us this evening, please?
Oh, a purple.
Purple, okay, like an amethyst purple, yeah?
Yes.
Right, lovely. So obviously around you, my love, so that you've picked that lovely colour, there's a high level of spiritual intuition around you, and also spiritual protection as well. So that's a colour of really developing yourself on a spiritual level. But let's have a look at you now, what's going on with you. Let me have a look. Okay. Now, I don't know whether or not there's been some blockages around you, but I feel normally as a Libra, Sandy, you're normally quite a balanced person.
Yes.
Okay, but I do feel that over the last 4, 5, 6 months, there's been difficulties for you that has been stretching you, if you understand, okay? Because I'm getting a feeling of, actually, I want to just take some time out and I want to protect myself from being overly worried, overly stressed. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I do feel that for you, okay, it's about getting the balance right. And I'm also looking at you, and I do feel actually that you do need to go into some kind of a spiritual development class or group or centre, because there is a high level of energy coming in around you. But I do
I'm really not into that stuff. I really am into being with my son, friends, and I want to date and keep busy that way.
Okay, because I do feel that there is an energy there around you, so whether or not you choose to go into it, or whether or not it's just something that's there with you, but I definitely feel that there is an energy there. But I also feel as well that there is a gentleman coming in around you, and he also is showing himself to be an air sign like yourself. So I don't know whether or not this gentleman has already made a contact or connection with you.
Yeah, I met two men. One,
right.
I met last week. He's a Sagittarius Capricorn, born in December. And then I met someone who's an air sign like me. I just met
right.
him.
No.
I met him
okay.
2 nights ago, and he just called last night. So there's 2 of them.
Right. I feel that you're more drawn to the air sign, okay? I feel that the air sign is more drawn to you as well, because out of these little spread that I'm doing here for you, the air sign was the first one that came out and the other one hasn't shown. So I would say that this air sign man is going to be the one that's going to be more prominent, and that this has got the potential to go into something nice.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel for you that this is all about taking that step back into the water, because I do feel that you have been quite hurt in the past and emotionally feeling quite close to to things, because I feel that I'm going back with you and there has been deceit around you in the past. So what that's actually telling me, my love, okay, is that someone did break your heart or really hurt you back in the past. So since then, you've been very guarded as a person as to how you kind of interact with people. Do you understand that?
Yeah, a little bit, but I've moved on. And what about a person in the past, like I've been seeing sort of since January, what about him?
What about him? I feel with him, okay, that there's still an energy there, but I do feel that there hasn't been a solid flow of energy because it's like stop, start. So either he comes forward, backs away, or his work commitments take him somewhere else, because I don't feel he's constantly around you. Do you understand that, sweetheart?
Well, he comes over, but then I don't see him. And,
yeah,
you know, yeah,
so
you're
it's not consistent. And I feel for you, okay, you're looking for something that's more constructed, and this doesn't seem to have structure to it, okay? Because, you know, as much as he might be a nice guy, I don't feel you're looking for someone who just kind of drops in and says hi and then just goes again. I think you need someone that's going to be more of the man around you. Do you understand, sweetheart?
Oh, definitely. Now, what about, I'm looking for a job in September.
Right, okay. I feel with you and work, okay, there's going to be options, there's going to be choices. I feel with the romance side of things, there's definitely going to be a lasting relationship coming in. And I do feel as well that you've been doing a lot of clearing things away in your head. Okay, so there's a lot of letting go of old things that are no longer serving you.
So you see a job in September?
I do feel there's a job in September. I feel
when am
that
I
going to
find out about it?
Within the next 5 weeks, I feel that there's something coming in for you worth listening to, and you're going to be building yourself up and taking charge. So I feel with that work situation, there is an opportunity to grow. Okay, so
well, yeah, I'm working summer school right now as a teacher aide. I'm just wondering if there's going to be openings in September, because it ends, you know, August, and then school starts September. I'd have to go back to subbing if I didn't get a job.
No, I feel that you're going to have good news, because I've got celebrations. I feel celebrations for you. My guides are giving me celebration for you. I feel that you've had a difficult time this last three to 4 years. Different things have been holding you back. I feel that this gentleman that's been around you since January, he needs to up his game a bit, or I feel you're going to be leaving him go. And I
do
feel
right.
that... Yeah, I feel that there's potentially new energy coming in around you to allow you to feel more connected in a deep way with someone who's going to be there for you and not just back and forth in your life. So I would say good phase that you're going into, my love. A very, very good phase. A very.
All right. I just want to ask real quick. My son went to live with his dad about a year and a half ago. He's only 11. Do you see me ever getting him back? We have joint custody, but he lives with his dad.
I'm not seeing that right now, to be quite honest with you, okay? But I wouldn't rule it out in some stage in the future. But right now, I feel that it's going to stay as it is. But, I mean, say if you've got any issues on anything like that, you need to be kind of having a little chat with your solicitor. But as I'm seeing it, life for you is going to improve. So you are going out of a dark phase where things have been really heavy, oppressive and difficult, and you're going into a much more positive, happier phase in your life. And I feel that you need to be working with pink as well. Rose quartz energy would help you greatly. And I'm going to say thank you very much for calling into the show tonight.
Thank you.
And it's been lovely connecting with you. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my love.
Okay. Are we still there, Jeanette?
Yes, we are. We are still here. And who have we got next waiting in our lovely queue? I think we've got Area 727 for you, Sarah.
Yeah. Do we have Area 727 there?
Hello.
Hello there. Hi. What's your name, sweetheart, and where are you calling from?
My name is Pam, and I'm calling from Florida.
And Pam from
Florida. And I like the rose quartz.
Oh, beautiful. We all like rose quartz, Pam. Well, most of the spiritual people do, and I think everybody, when they understand what it's about, will like it too. Rose quartz is a fantastic healing stone. It will heal anything around you. It doesn't matter where you put it. Particularly as well, rose quartz is very good for bringing in love, Pam. If you put a little bit of rose quartz under your pillow at night time, it will bring that love to you. It doesn't always mean in a physical, a romantic relationship, but in lots of relationships around you. Okay. Do you actually have a rose quartz?
Yes, I do.
You do? And where do you keep it?
I keep it on top of my dresser.
In your bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah. I had a feeling it was in the bedroom, to be honest with you, because obviously that's the area, you know, where we do want to bring love in. Is there anything specifically that you want to ask me, sweetheart, or do you just want me to link in with you?
You can just link in with me. You'll probably hit on it anyway.
Right, let's have a look and see what's going on with you. I sort of work psychically with the energy of the voice and the person that I'm linking with, but I also work with spirit as well. So somebody in spirit will more than likely come to me, okay, and they may give me the information that you want.
That would be great.
I do feel that I feel really tired, you know, sweetheart, and I'm just wondering whether this is somebody in spirit or whether it is you at the moment. Are you there, darling?
Pardon?
Are you, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
You can.
I'm feeling tired,
deflated.
I'm tired.
Okay. So that's yourself.
I'm lacking sleep.
Because it's not night time there, is it, sweet? I know it's probably about 4 or 5 hours behind us. And here in England, it's 9:45 in the evening. So it's got to be around about 5 o'clock in the evening for you. Around about tea time. Okay. I want to go back to November, and I'm wondering if there was something in November where there was a tearing or an upset around you, sweetheart. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Do you understand? And I just get a sense that it was a little bit devastating for you, to be honest with you, and you found it very difficult to repair yourself and get back up to par. Do you understand?
I do, but I did.
You did. Fantastic. That's what you want to hear. I do feel that I've got somebody in the spirit world that maybe had a heart attack. Around my chest area, I feel quite... I've got a lot of pain there around my chest area. And I'm wondering if you've been trying to bring him in or you've been talking to him.
I have, yes.
Yeah. Over the past 2 or 3 days?
Yes.
Yeah. Almost saying, Dad, help, where am I going, what am I doing, you know, just give me some guidance. And what I want to say to you is quite strongly around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, darling.
He's around me?
He is around you. I feel like he had quite a big chest, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, quite a strong-looking man, but quite a robust-looking man, and I've got strong arms around this man. Now, if he wasn't physically like this, maybe he's just showing me this symbolically for me to say to you that his strength is all around you and he is supporting you to the best of his ability, okay?
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
I guess a December link with you. Is this somebody's birthday or somebody's passing?
In December?
Yeah. Yes.
Birthday.
Okay. Whose is it? Dad or yours or somebody else?
Somebody else.
That's okay, sweetheart. I just like to know where I am so I'm on track with the reading, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I also get a Paula. Is there a Paula around you anywhere?
A friend? Yeah.
That's
a friend.
Okay. Because often with spirit, they tend to tell me about people that are around you. So they're telling me and you that they are there. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Has somebody had a problem with their tyre on their car?
No, not that I know of. What should be?
Okay. This won't be happening. I've got a sense that you should know about this. I don't know whether they've had a flat tyre or they've had a score in their tyre or something wrong with the tyre on the car. But just think about that. Somebody may come and tell you about it. But I don't actually feel that it's your car. Okay?
Okay, good.
I'm bringing you forward to August, and I want to give you the 15th of August, okay? Now, is the celebrations around this time? Might not be on that date, but around that time.
Mm-hmm.
I can see cake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I can see. I don't know whether you get this. It's a birthday, yes, but the cake I can see, sweetheart. I don't know if you get this in America, but it's like a Black Forest gâteau.
Black Forest cake.
Do you know what that is, the Black Forest gâteau?
Yeah, it has cherries in it.
That's it. I can see one of those. So I don't know whether somebody's partial to this Black Forest gâteau or whether you will get one or you will enjoy this kind of cake around the time of this celebration. I also want to bring you the name Michael. Who's Michael around you?
A friend.
It's
my friend's son.
Okay, sweetheart, just take that name as well. Right, you're waiting for some correspondence, you're waiting for some written communication from, I feel, somebody, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why this is an email. I feel it's handwritten, that you're waiting for something to come to you handwritten. Does somebody usually write you letters?
Yeah, with money, sending money.
Okay, sweetheart, and you've been waiting for this to come, have you?
Yes, it hasn't come yet.
It's a little bit late. I want to tell you that it is on its way, so don't worry, okay?
Okay.
All right. I do feel there's a little bit of a delay around it. Maybe it should have come last week, I don't know. But I feel next week, in the next few weeks, okay? But it is coming, right?
Okay.
I also feel like I want to decorate a porchway. You know, the porchway, it's like a veranda where you live, or the porch, the front of the house.
Yeah, that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Is this something that's already happened or something that's coming up?
Well, I don't know what it would be.
Okay. Wait for that then, because they're just showing me paintbrushes and they're showing me decorating a porchway. And I want to put some new lights up as well. So I don't know who this is, whether it's you. They've been looking about buying some new lights somewhere. Lighting up the house, because is it a little bit dark at night time where you are? Is one of your bulbs on?
Right.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So just giving me that as well. I'm looking at love with you as well, sweetheart, and I feel like there's been a deep hurt. I don't know whether this is this November thing, but I do feel that there is somebody dipping their toe in the water around you, okay?
Somebody that's what?
Dipping their toe in the water around you, trying to get close to you. Do you understand?
Okay.
Trying to get close to you.
The December person?
Ah, okay. Who's Tommy?
Not Tommy, Tony.
Oh, I nearly got it.
I can often
see that with the vibration of somebody's loved one. I can often get the name, and you'll have to accept that because that was very close.
It was.
See, I could have said Tom or Thomas, but I said Tommy. So, Tony. Let's have a look at Tony. Tony, what are you doing, my darling? Come and talk to me. Shy. I've got a real shy guy here, sweetheart. So if you feel that there's a reluctance to get to know you, I just feel he takes his time and he's shy, but I do feel that there is something there and it will slowly build. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I've
got a really good feeling about it, really good feeling. It's almost like we call a pot of hot pot, I think you might call it, stew in England. The stew. When you've got a stew on the bubble, you have it on a slow bubble and it's bubble, bubble, bubble. Do you understand? You're not cooking it quickly. It's going to be tender. The meat's going to fall apart as you eat it. Everything is going to, the sauce is going to be just perfect. And I can just see this stew bubbling, okay? And what I want to say to you is you're on track with it. Don't run away. It's steady for you. And just take your time and enjoy it. And just because he's not giving you any verbal, sort of the right verbal communication that you want, doesn't actually mean that he doesn't care. Do you understand?
Okay.
All right, Berlin. Is there anything you want to ask me?
No, my work and everything's going to be good with the money coming in.
Is that the money that you were waiting for, sweetheart? We'll work.
No, no. That's just money that somebody owed me money.
Somebody owes you money, no problem.
Yeah.
Just are you self-employed?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yes, steadiness, and a big high in September. I don't know whether September is usually a big month for you, but I just get a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Is it normal?
It is. Yes.
So we're on track with that. And I think I'm self-employed myself as well, and it's peaks and troughs, isn't it? But what I will say to you is it just follows the same rhythm. And you should know the rhythm by now. It may well be that something big's coming in around about the October time, maybe a little bit more for you. Just put it by. All right,
okay.
And thank you so much for contacting the show. Okay.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Okay, darling. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we do have another caller in. I haven't been watching chat, Jeanette, so shall I hand over to you?
Yes, if you would. I feel that we've got quite a lot of people waiting. And who have we got next? We've got Mary Lou. Okay, and I was just going to say, hi, Mary Lou. Are you there? And are you ready to talk with us live on Guiding Lights this evening? Is she there with us, or is she gone? We're going to have to ask our Mr. P if she's still there. Let's have a look. Is she there, or who is there waiting in the queue for us, please?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can. Is that Mary Lou?
It is. This darn Skype muted itself, and I couldn't fix that.
Oh, bless. Okay. Hi there to yourself. You're through to Jeanette Ann, and I'd like to say thank you for connecting with the show this evening. And did you listen to the show earlier on when we were asking people about crystals or colours, Mary Lou?
I heard all of the show except for some of the crystal parts because I got a phone call come in.
Okay, well, what we were asking out is what crystal would you like, you know, if you were to pick a crystal, and, you know, what color would it be?
You know, I'm one person that doesn't get the crystals, but if I were picking one, I guess I'd pick the clear quartz.
Right, okay. Now, that tells me a lot, okay, about you. I feel with you, Mary Lou, you're quite an analytical thinker, okay, and there seems to be something on your mind lately that you need to clear. So it's like as though you're drawing to a crystal that can help you. So do you understand that feeling that I've got when I'm picking up your energy, my love?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. I feel that there's been a situation around you that's been almost like as though you're kind of caught in mud, because you can't seem to get out of it, and it's like as you're trying to walk away, there seems to be other obstacles around you, and this, I feel, has been really pulling you down. Does that make sense to you, sweetheart?
Absolutely it does.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to say to you, my lover, as we push through now, okay, to the late summer, August, September, I do feel that I am definitely feeling an improvement in the situation around you. Now, is there a gentleman connected to this, please, who's quite a stubborn man?
Yes.
Yes. And has he got dark hair, please, and dark eyes?
Yes.
Right, because I'm feeling this guy, okay, and I feel what you're up against with him is the fact that he likes to do things his way and he doesn't like to compromise.
Yes.
Okay, and I feel for you, okay, it's like very, very hard, because I feel that he's kind of driving you nuts in one respect, because you can't get him to see your side of anything. It's just like his way or no way, and you're doing a lot of thinking to the fact that you're kind of thinking and analysing things all the time.
Yeah.
All right. Things are going to start changing for you, okay? I know that you've been going through a difficult time. Have you been having problems at home, sweetheart?
Like what?
Like with the home itself, either with the home as in needing to have things fixed or done, or things going wrong, because I'm really very, very drawn to you trying to sort out a lot of things around a home. If it's not your home, it's someone else's. But
no,
there's
it's
also
not.
This, it's yours as well, isn't it? So
it's
I feel like
things.
Pardon?
Small little things break. I don't know how to fix them.
Right, and I feel that he could be helpful or more helpful, but he's not.
Oh, no, he's not.
And you need to get that balance there, okay, because that's what my guides are saying. Have you got a lady who's passed into spirit, please? And I'm getting a mum or a grandmum feel about this lady.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, I feel that she's making me aware of all these little problems around the house, because I feel when she was alive, she was the type of person who would be very much speak her mind about things.
Okay.
Okay, and I feel that she's telling me here tonight for you that you need to be speaking your mind about these issues, okay, because they seem to be festering in your mind. They seem to be going around and around in your head, but they don't seem to be talked about, and it's causing like a lot of stress for you because you're just thinking about things all the time. Do you understand that, my love?
Yeah.
And was you talking about all trying to fix these things about 2 days ago in your kitchen area, please?
No, I've been trying to fix it. I conclude I can't fix it.
Right, but was you in your kitchen a couple of days ago looking around and thinking, I need to have more help to fix this?
I'm not sure about that. I had a friend come over and try to help me something, and it didn't get fixed.
Right, because I tell you why I'm asking you that, because your mum, I feel, her energy was there around you because she's drawing me very, very closely to your kitchen. And I feel that that's evidence for you that her energy was around you as you were talking about all these ongoing problems that you've got. She's there. She's trying to encourage you to get some clarity so that you can draw a line under the situation and try to move on. And I feel what she's actually saying is that someone's making this harder work than it actually is. It's like someone's being very stubborn and you need to have a little bit more balance and help.
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel what she's telling you is try to work this out, because I do feel that you need to get the balance right, and it's not. At the moment, I would say you've got to sort this down, sit down and talk to someone. But as I'm taking you into the autumn time, I feel that there's a lot more balanced energy coming in around you. So I'm not surprised that you're working with the clear quartz crystal, because I do feel that that will help you greatly to overcome all these emotional things that you're thinking about, because I feel that you're thinking about this gentleman and you're thinking about how stubborn he is, and I do feel as well that you're thinking about your security and if you've made the right choice by staying or doing what you've done. But I do feel things are going to get better for you, and I just want to say that your mum is there with you, helping you and guiding you every step of the way.
My mom is not in spirit, but
your grandmum, your nana, sorry, who was like
okay.
A mum to you. Because
no.
I feel that this lady was very strong.
The lady that I think you're picking up is the mother. She's
right.
With me all the time. She's the mother of the person you're talking about.
Right, okay, because
one.
I'm getting mum, okay? I'm getting mum. So
yeah.
Whoever she is, she's like a mum to you, because I'm getting so strongly mum, okay, around this. And I feel that if she was alive on this side, that she would have encouraged all this to be sorted out without without all the conflict that it's causing to get things done. And I do feel that you are going to get the balance that you're looking for. And I also feel as well that there's been problems with someone who've had either a bad foot or a bad knee, but I'm getting a drawing that there's been a pain in my knee around the situation, which makes things difficult for me to bend and do things. Do you understand that feeling?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, it's all about doing the things that you're able to do and taking help and bringing help in. Help is going to be coming towards you. You don't have to worry about things. Things are going to start getting settled quite soon. And as I feel, as we're coming up to Christmas time, okay, where you've got the Christmas tree up, the decorations, the atmosphere in the house would have changed. There'll be more balance and more harmony in the house. All of this, focusing on good things, okay, my love, and that's what I've got for you this evening.
Thank you. That was very good. Appreciate that.
Well, it's lovely connecting with you. And remember, things are going to turn okay for you. You are going to turn the corner with this one. And it's been lovely. And thank you so much for listening to Guiding Life.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, my love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello. We never know who's going over to who, do we? Are you still there, Jeanette?
I am still here.
It just goes really quiet and I think, oh, where have they all gone? Okay, I do believe we've got another caller in, and I think it's area code 858.
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Hello, lady. How are you?
Hi,
good.
Dad.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
Yeah, we're both good. We're both chilled, chillaxed, aren't we, Jeanette? Living in the moment. Can I take your name, sweetheart, and whereabouts are you?
It's Shauna.
Shauna.
Yeah.
Okay, Shauna, sweetheart. And whereabouts are you?
About what?
Where are you?
California.
You're in California. Lovely. Some really lovely countries calling in our show. I've got to say, I do get very envious. Florida and California. And, you know, we were talking about crystals earlier, Shauna. I don't know whether you were listening to the show.
Yeah.
What crystal would you like to bring in?
Well, I have rose quartz in my bedroom. I like
okay.
it.
Lovely. And is that the one stone that you're very drawn to?
Yes, I think so. I like the look and the feel, and the color is very pretty.
Okay. Is it a rough one, Shauna, or is it a smooth one?
Smooth.
Lovely. Okay. It just tells me a little bit about you. Not that it would make any difference. But as I draw into asking you about the stone and the kind of stone that you are bringing in for yourself, it's almost like I feel like you need to smooth things out. You know, you said to me, you've got a smooth stone. I get a sense of smoothing things out, and I'll see if I can bring a little bit more in with that. On an energy level, I feel like I've got somebody either with me or somebody around you who has aching shoulders, aching arms, and aching hands. Okay. Do you understand who this is, sweetheart?
Aching shoulders, aching hands. I'm not quite sure who this person is.
Almost like I've been lifting heavy weights. Or I've been carrying something. I feel quite clear around everybody, everywhere else in my body. It's just these shoulders feel like I'm carrying things. And I'm wondering if it's somebody in the spirit world who carried things in a job. Okay, I'll see if I can bring a little bit more information in for you. Other than this person, do you have a James around you?
Do you have what?
A James around you.
James.
James.
There's a name.
Can you hear me okay, sweetheart?
I'm trying to understand. Jane, like
James.
A name?
Yeah. A male name of James. James. James.
James. No, I don't even know
James. Right, could you just take that name and hold on to it for me, because it's come for a reason, okay? And I feel quite strongly about that. It may be somebody that's coming in around you. Now, as I'm talking to you, I'm feeling quite tight and wheezy around my chest area, okay? And I'm feeling that maybe somebody around you passed with chest problems, okay? Breathing problems, chest problems. And I feel like this is a male person around you, a gentleman.
I'm not quite sure that I know this.
Okay, have a think about it, because I got a feeling I'm more of a granddad than a dad, okay? And I feel like I'm quite a shy person around this man. I feel like he's not telling me much. I feel like he's quite shy, okay? I do want to give you a January link. Now, is there somebody's birthday in January, or is the somebody's passing in January, an anniversary of some sort?
Male.
Say again, sweetheart.
The male who passed in January, I don't know.
No, it's not necessarily this person. Is there a birthday in January or passing in January in general?
I knew a woman
kind of distant in family, but January she passed it 4 years ago.
Okay, you're cutting in and out, so I think I'm getting the gist of what you're saying to me. Okay, I feel like there's been a few tears around you, okay? There's been a little bit of sadness. And I feel like this has maybe been over a three-month period, or they're giving me the number three. It may be March or just 3 months, I'm not too sure, okay? And I get a feeling that you feel like things aren't going right for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What I want to say to you is something happened in May to make change. And I don't know whether you're aware of what this is. There was some sort of legal document or something that went on around about the May time, which will facilitate a change for you, okay? And I feel like this is coming around about the October time. So I don't know whether you've got something to do with paperwork, contracts, that needs resolving and sorting, also around people. Do you understand this?
There were many, there were paperwork, but the legal paperwork in June, they work out. So it was a paperwork of the night.
Okay. I'm not quite hearing what you're saying because you're cutting in and out.
I'm sorry, yeah. It was a legal paperwork in June, but it was denied. So actually, it has some legal binding connection, but it didn't go through. So it didn't work out.
Right. Okay. Something was facilitated in the May time, I feel. I know this happened in June. So maybe something slightly different to that, but on the same kind of theme. And I just get a sense that something is coming in the October period for you. Changes coming in for you. So what I would say to you is don't lose all sight of hope. Do you understand? Don't be too upset about this.
Okay, I was really upset because, yeah, it started in May, actually even April and then May and June. So it was denied. It was a lot of paperwork and it was denied whatever I asked for.
Okay, darling. But I do think there's going to be changes there. Do you understand?
I don't know yet because I got like three times denial, so I don't have any hopes.
Just wait and see. Wait and see. Maybe law come in or something like that. You just really don't know. Are you changing jobs as well?
I'm not. No, I really like to stay where I am and to be more stable. I would hope that I will stay there for a longer time, as much as longer, because I really love that job.
Okay. Do you work with paperwork?
I work with people most of the time. Well, some, a little bit, but paperwork, but not that much. Mostly people all day long.
People. I get a feeling there's more to do with paperwork around you because I can see lots of paperwork. It may be to do with this legal thing that you were looking at and maybe coming back to that, I don't know. But I just feel like I've got at least 10 pages of paperwork that I'm looking at on a weekly basis.
There is that thing that was related in April, May, and June.
Yeah.
It was related to 10 pages of paperwork. Actually, I got so much negative things with that paperwork, so I lost hope, but
okay.
I was planning to bring it up again maybe this month in July. I don't know if it will work out again because I just got a lot of disappointment with that.
I know, darling.
In other words, this legal paper had a lot of problems, legal problems.
Okay. Does it have an effect on your work and your ability to work?
It does. It does.
Because I was talking about your work and I'm getting the paperwork, I'm getting the legal stuff. I got the 10 pages which are very relevant to you. And that's why I was saying to you is the changes coming in around your work. Then there might not necessarily be negative changes. Again, it could be more to do with contracts. Okay? And what I fear is self-belief.
Do you think that there will be something good because it was so many bad things and problems with that contract? So I'm just afraid that it will be even worse.
I want to go back to May, which was my original suggestion to you. There was something that opened up in the May period that you may have dismissed. So I want you to go back and look through your paperwork and see if there's a piece of paperwork in May that you thought, I don't feel that's relevant. Because I feel like you've missed something. That's my feeling. So go back to all of your paperwork in May, get it all out and have a look at it. It's nothing to do with this 10-page document. Have a look at your paperwork and just revisit it. Because I do feel you've been emotionally upset and all over the place and you haven't been able to focus properly. Do you understand?
Well, actually, I was focused and it was discussed many, many times. And that was denied so many times. So that's why I lost hope, because I went back and forth through all these 10 or 7 pages, and there's just no end to this problem. So,
okay. They're giving me the color green or the name green. Is this relevant with you? Is the paper green?
No, I don't know anyone with the name green.
Is green relevant around something with you, the green card, or something to do with green?
Not really.
Okay, just take that then, because that may be something that you need to discover yourself. They're giving me the green card or something to do with green, okay?
Okay.
Who's Maria?
Maria. I don't know anyone close to me with the name of Maria.
Okay, if it's not somebody close, is it somebody that you're working with, or is it a neighbour?
No.
Do you know the name of Maria? You don't. Okay. Right.
No.
Take the name Maria for me, because
okay.
I do feel that she's coming in to support you. Maria.
Okay.
I feel, I don't quite know when it is. I don't think it's too far away. I think it's before October. But I get a feeling that there's somebody been in a similar situation to you who maybe did things in a different way and they were successful. Okay. I just get a sense that this is coming in for you. Okay. I also feel like I've got a February birthday with somebody. Who is it that's got the February birthday?
Not anyone living has February birthday. Not around me.
Is it somebody in spirit, or did somebody?
My father had February birthday, but he passed a long time ago, 17 years ago, or even 20.
Okay, darling. Originally, when I gave you the gentleman that came through to me, I have a feeling that maybe this is your father.
Maybe.
Do you understand? Because I just wanted a little bit more evidence with you. And I get this with birthdays, sometimes dates, sometimes names. And I do feel, I don't know, David, I don't know what country you're from, sweetheart, whether David is a name that comes from your country, but I do want to give you the name David as well, or something that maybe would translate David or David. Okay, but I feel that though your father went 17 years ago, it doesn't mean that he hasn't left you. And I feel around your father, maybe he could have been a little bit more vocal himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel that he maybe didn't say, I feel that he stood back. He was the one to stand in the back of the crowd. That's the feeling I get around him. And it's almost like he's saying he's instilling confidence in you, okay, to support you. All right, but I do want you to please remember and write down. You'll probably listen to the show again. You know, you can play this show back off the Blog Talk site, so you can listen to your reading again. But please remember the name Maria around you. And what I do want to say to you is, all is not lost.
Yeah.
Okay, so start.
Can we ask any questions?
A quickie, if you'd like to, yes.
Well, my main reason that I called was question, what do you see for me and the gentleman that I really like, and will there be any future for us or not? I mean, a romantic future.
Okay. As you're talking, you're telling me about this gentleman. Who's had a problem with their teeth?
With what?
Teeth.
Teeth.
Gums and teeth.
I have a problem with my gums just recently.
Lovely. I don't know if I can actually give you something. In England, there's something in a shop called Q10. Q10. It's herbal, completely herbal. You buy it from Holland and Barrett in England. Really good for your gums. Okay. Mm. Always ask first, though. Don't take on somebody else's advice. Ask when you go. But Q10 is excellent for your gum, sweetheart, and I can only recommend that to you. Especially, of course, when you have to pay for your dental, your health, everything else. If you can go the herbal way, you'll be doing yourself a lot of favours. The guy around you, there's a separation between the two of you, and there's tears. Okay, it's almost like we can't get together. That's the feeling that I get. There's some sort of a separation. But what I don't feel is that there isn't love. I do feel that there is love there, okay? And I feel that with gusto, conviction, and purely sticking together, you will see this through. Do you understand?
So you see, we will not be together, or we will be together?
I think you will be, but I think it's going to be hard work. It'll be difficult at times, but you need to stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? I don't think it's an easy one for you, but I do feel that there's lots of love there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because there's complications. I just see complications within this relationship that you have. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But what I will say to you is, with confidence and strength and focus, that you will see this through. That's, of course, unless you get bored in the meantime and you go elsewhere.
Okay.
But it is possible for you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your reading.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye, darling. Bye-bye. Well, there we go. We've done a few readings. We're going to go over to a song, and then the next caller is going to have the fantastic Jeanette Coombe reading for them.
You and you are not me. The things that I
Fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic.
They both came in together. That's live radio for you, isn't it? Jeanette Coombe is in wonderful Wales. I would imagine it's darkness outside where you are, Jeanette. And I'm in dark Birmingham at the moment.
Yeah, it's not the best of weather. This summer has been absolutely dire, I would say, but all those lovely people in California, we're so jealous of your sunshine, because the UK this year has been absolutely devastatingly bad. We are really all going to have to move to the USA, I think, just to have some sunshine. Anyways, it's been such a great show so far. We've got lots of callers online, and I think there's another caller waiting to come through. So I would like to say hello and welcome to Guiding Lights.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good, thank you. I didn't get your name, though, actually. So could you just tell me your name again, please?
It's Nuriel. I'm calling from New York City.
Nuriel, that's a lovely name. And you're calling from New York. Okay. How can I help you today, please?
Yes. In regards to the stone, my stone would be green aventurine.
Right, okay. So with that one, I feel that that can go in two ways for you, okay? Because green is all about the heart chakra, okay? So it's also, so that tells me that there's a little bit of healing there in the heart, okay? But then if you're going into the jade green, then it's all about bringing in abundance to your life. So I feel with you, you're looking for a little bit of happiness in love and also a little bit of abundance in your finances. And I do feel that for you, that this is a very interesting phase coming in. But I'm going to have a look now to see what's going on around you. Can you understand that, my love, what I've been picking up with you?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, that's fantastic. Now then, with yourself, okay, I feel that around you, emotionally, you've been going through a bit of a battleground, L'Oreal. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel that there's a lady around you who sometimes can be a little bit cool or not showing love and affection. I feel that this has been something that's been going on off and on for a little while. Do you understand that feeling that I'm having around you?
Yes.
Right. Is this relationship still on, or is it off on kind of a thing, and now it's off?
It'd be more so my mom, my mother.
Right, okay. Okay, but would this relationship be an off-on relationship, where you don't speak because you have arguments, and then she backs away, and then it gets better?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
I feel that there has been, okay, a difficult patch around you both, okay? Because it's almost as like with your mother, it's kind of, sometimes with her, I feel that she's had to be tough in her life, and I feel that she's trying to give you good advice, but sometimes it comes out as controlling. Do you understand that, darling?
Correct. Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But I do feel, and I want to emphasize this, okay, that she always has your best intentions at heart. Even if sometimes it comes across as she's trying to rule your life, I do feel that fundamentally, underneath it all, that she just wants you to succeed and be happy.
Mm.
Okay? And I do feel that what you two are going to have is a greater understanding. It's almost as if she needs to sit back and think, okay, I'm going to let him lead his own life a little bit more and allow him to make his own mistakes if need be, and not kind of pressurize him to go into a certain way, a certain route. And I think you're going to have an understanding of her which says, well, you know what, yes, I know that sometimes you can be a little bit snipey and a little bit hard to please, but I know that you do love me, Mom, and that you are actually trying to help me. So I feel that I want to just give you this kind of more of a balanced feeling that's coming in, okay? And I feel that that's exactly where you need to be. There seems to be a conflict around your family, though, okay? So I don't feel it's just you and her. I feel that there is another situation which is kind of bringing a situation into the both of you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
All right. So it's either other family members, another two family members, or over the last 2 months there's been two issues going on. So which is it, please?
Yeah, the two family members.
Two family members. Okay. Mm-hmm. Because these two family members are causing a lot of emotions. Okay, and they're causing a lot of upset to other people around them. And I feel that it's not over yet. There seems to be swords still drawn, so there's still issues there that need to be resolved. But I will say to you, darling, that I do feel that you need to stand back from this.
Okay.
And try not to get involved, okay? Because it's almost as if the two of these people want you to take their side.
Mm-hmm.
And you're finding that you're like that little piggy in the middle, you know, that's trying to get pulled both ways. Do you say that over there, piggy in the middle? Because I just feel that with you, you want, what you're really looking for in your life is just to be happy and just to get along and just to do your own thing.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, but these two are saying, oh, well, you know, I'm right, and then the other one's saying, well, I'm right, and they get offended if you try to take the other person's point of view, and it's just stressing you out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I feel that you just need to say to them all, okay, I'm cutting out of this because I just feel that this is your issue, not my issue, and I'm going to walk away from it, okay?
That's right.
I feel like
right.
So the worst is over, by the way, okay? And over the last 3 months, there has been a lot of stuff going on, all right?
Yeah.
And I feel, actually, if I'm being quite honest with you, since around about March, there's been difficulties with all this. Is that correct, sweetheart? March is a very relevant month?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
That's my birthday. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's your birthday, but also this seems to have come up for you that all this nonsense with family issues seems to come up around about your birthday time.
Yes.
Okay, I really want to say to you, walk away from it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I understand now why you're looking for green, because green is also the colour of balance and peace, all right? And it's all about just being left in peace. So I feel deep down you're drawing to colours because what you're actually looking for in your life is just harmony, peace, and to be left in peace to do your own thing and just to leave them all to get on with whatever they need to get on with. But what I'm being shown here by my guides, okay, is that this is coming in for you. And I do feel that there has been a betrayal around a family situation that's ongoing, okay? And I do feel that as the time that like to get involved, I don't feel that you're going to hang around to get involved with any more of this. It's like you're going to cut yourself away. Now, are you a Pisces, my love, or an Aries?
I'm an Aries.
Right. Because I feel with you, okay, you're very direct. You also love a challenge, and you also love to feel like as though your life is kind of going in a way that you're happy with, and you like to kind of, in a way, control a lot of situations. But I do feel, okay, that this situation is a situation that you can't change. Okay, so you can't change this. Try not to restrict yourself. I do feel as well, are you thinking about moving?
Yes.
Because that is coming for you, okay? I've just had that strongly given to me from the spirit world, but that is coming for you, okay? And I'm also connecting with a lady around you, but I've also got a name to give you, like Jason or Justin. Do you understand these names?
Yes.
Who is Jason or Justin, please?
Jason, well, both of them are friends of mine.
Right, okay. Have you been talking to Jason or Justin about moving in? Near them or with them?
Actually, Justin will be that person because I'm thinking of moving to L.A. And Justin, he will be moving to L.A. next month.
Right. Justin is a good link for you. That's where your future goes, over in that direction. A new move, new energy, new vibe around you, okay? I feel that will end all this drama and difficulty. I feel perhaps that's one of the areas why your mum and you are going loggerheads, because I don't think she wants you to go. But I feel,
no.
I feel that you need to just branch out and be you. Do you know what I mean?
Right, that's correct.
And sometimes you've got to go to come back, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I feel if you did go, it would be the making of you. And I feel that you and your mum's relationship would be good then. And I think that there's a lot more happiness coming in for you. Yeah, and you haven't really met your kind of true potential yet. So I want you to close this down. Thank you very much for allowing me to connect with you this evening. And is there any questions you'd like to ask me before we go, or are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good. I want to know, do you see me going to Brazil anytime soon? Because I've been getting represents of Brazil.
I feel the world's your oyster, to be quite honest with you, my love, okay? And I feel that you can go anywhere you choose to go if you feel it's right. I feel in the next 3 months you're going to be making a couple of relevant decisions about your future. And I just feel that as long as you take control, which no doubt you will do, because as an Aries, it's all about being in charge and driving yourself forward. And I do honestly feel that you are really ready for a new adventure and a new chapter in your life. So I would say yes, go for it and enjoy.
Thank you so much. This has been a really good reading. Thank you so much
for
your time
and
energy. And
you take care, and thank you so much. And I'd just like to say thank you for listening to Guiding Lights, and just keep enjoying our show. And I'm going to say goodbye, and I'm going to pass the mic over to Sarah now so that she can say hello to our next caller. But thank you so much.
Oh, that was lovely, Jeanette. Absolutely lovely. Spot on.
Mm-hmm.
As we can't say on the television, but we can say on the radio show, can't we?
Thank you.
The world is our oyster, Jeanette.
It certainly is.
The voices are here. I do believe we have Area 219. Are you there?
Yes.
You
Hello.
Are. Hello there. Could you give me your name, sweetheart, and where are you?
My name is Court, and I'm in Indiana.
Lovely. Court, did you say?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay,
yes,
nice speaking to you. Were you listening at the beginning of the show when we were talking about bringing in a crystal? Okay, what we got?
Well, you said crystal. I don't have any crystals, but I have a color that resonates with me.
Okay.
And that would be blue.
Lovely. I had a feeling you were going to say blue. Not just because you're a man, because, I mean, obviously you can choose any color that you like, but I just knew you were going to say blue. Okay. I feel, Court, that you are quite a spiritual person yourself. I feel that that you, if you're not working the way that we work, doing readings, that maybe it's something that you need to consider. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you working already in a spiritual way? Are you doing readings?
I don't go to meetings. I've been spiritual my whole life. I've done things that are called crazy when I speak with things that aren't in front of us. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, as I've gotten older, I've noticed it only happens when I'm drinking, and I don't like to drink very much anymore, so I kind of feel like I've been cut off, but the number sequences have been going full force for the last 4 or 5 years.
Fantastic. Okay, well, what's happening when you're drinking is you're relaxing, okay, and the key to doing this work is to literally, it's so basic and simple, it's unbelievable, and that is to just relax and be yourself and allow it to come in. And I think as long as you understand that and you believe in yourself and your guides, it'll flow with you. It's already there. I feel like you've got some workshops to do. You've been thinking about doing some workshops, being
no,
involved.
No, I have not.
Okay. Would you do them if I was to suggest it to you?
I would give anything a shot. This has been a heck of a journey for me, and I do believe, honestly, that what I've been told from childhood is not exactly the truth, and I'm willing to endeavor into other ventures.
Okay. I do feel that there's workshops close to you, spiritualist kind of workshops, healing kind of workshops, quite close to you that you can be connected with. I do see actually a church hall, but it isn't a religious church hall, as in a certain kind of religion. Do you understand? It's almost like, do you understand that? It's of a non...
There's a guy on YouTube I just started listening to a few months ago, and he does it in a church setting, but it is far from Christianity or Catholicism as you could get, and it's been very inspiring.
There you go. So, can you get involved with that course?
Yes, I could.
Yeah, because I feel your next step is to move forward, to take that step, because it's there and it's almost very frustrating for you. And I feel agitated for you. And the blue I actually saw for you was the indigo blue. I don't know if you were thinking of a darker blue or a lighter blue, but I get the darker blue. And I feel... You did good. It's your third eye. It's that indigo blue. It's your clairvoyance. Okay. Anything involved around your head, your ears, your eyes, your senses, and pictures in your head as well. Because I do feel that you have vivid dreams. Okay. Are you interested in astronauts and planets and, you know, people going off to the moon and stuff like that? Is that something that you follow?
I don't follow it, but I don't feel like I'm from this planet anymore.
Ah,
things don't make sense anymore.
Yeah, I understand. I don't know whether you heard the show that I did with Grant Collier, which was about starseeds, which they say that you sort of, you know that you're more than this earth. And I resonate with you as well, because you've been indoctrinated into religion, and I have too, but I always questioned it. But it brought me good morals, so I'm not going to be disrespectful about it. But my questioning led me to then evidential value, which was spirit talking to me and passing on information. So it's almost like I was searching for more and more and more and developing, and it kept coming in. And this is where you're at as well. You won't be boxed in, and you won't be segregated, because you will discover, and you've got a lot to explore. And I feel like you're traveling as well, Court. Have you been talking about traveling?
Yeah, I have, but I don't know. I'm kind of in my life right now where, and I'm sure you're picking up on it, I've been through a lot, and I'm kind of at a roadblock with many different directions, and I don't know which way to go. I don't know to move. I don't know to get a different job. I don't know to start a company. I don't know to buy a house. I don't know what. It's like I've lived my whole life knowing the answers, and now it's like there's nothing there.
Okay, there's everything there. It's a leap of faith. The main thing is, if I do it, what if? There's this what if that kicks in, and this fear factor with you that something may fail or it may not materialise, you may not get anywhere with it. And the only way that you're going to know is to actually do it. Now, I do believe self-employment was something. That's the one thing that shouted out at me when you mentioned all those aspects of where you felt lost. Almost like, I don't know whether you have something to do with music or graphical or something to do with the internet, or whether you just really love music, Court. Do you understand where I am here?
Yes.
Yeah? Is this somewhere where you wanted to work?
I can't sing. I can't play an instrument, but I can listen to a song and pretty much tell you where it's going to hit on the charts, and I'm fairly close.
Okay, because I get a sense that you're going to have something to do with, you know, the kind of work that Jeanette and I are doing. I really feel radio, honestly, something to do with radio, something to do with communicating, because you're a great communicator. So I don't know whether you run some sort of private radio show yourself, or you've been thinking about doing it.
I used to do a radio show on BTR. I quit doing it a few years ago because my alcohol got in the way. And I just spoke last night with a friend of mine that we've actually are contemplating starting another show.
Yeah, you've got the voice. Funny enough, I've just been talking to somebody in chat about Rob, our producer in America, and you sound like Rob. I've got that vibe about you, and he's a fantastic producer, and he does radio shows as well, and he produces this show sometimes. And as you're talking, I'm getting the same kind of feeling from you, that there's a lot more to you than you've allowed yourself to experience, and I feel it's a break free now for you. You know, at this time when we feel like we're going nowhere and we're lost, and all we can see is desert, it's at these times when we are actually making the most progress, because it's of times of doubt and big, big doubt that we make the big decisions in our life. Okay, some people fall and they may get a little bit depressed, but this isn't you. This isn't what you're about. And I feel even if you feel it failed a couple of years ago, it wasn't to be. You wasn't in the right frame of mind to do it, but now you are, because your imagination is rife. You've got a lot to give. Okay, it will be topical, there will be spiritual, there will be music, and you will have guests. Okay, and it's going to be quite vibrant. And I want the name John around you as well, Court. Johnny or John?
John, if you could give me some type of semblance of age, I could answer that.
Well, you've got a few
John, or, you know, young or old or...
Okay. Well, you're giving me a nice selection here. I could say both. Let's have a look and see where we're going.
The only John I know of as this time is an older gentleman.
Yeah, because I felt like my lips were really tingling. I'm not saying that would be for somebody young or somebody old. But for some reason... I don't know whether John's in spirit or whether he's here, but I don't know whether he's had a problem with his lips. I don't know whether you've seen him recently, but they feel tingly. And I don't know whether he's had a few breathing problems. Okay? If you don't know, just find out. There's nothing, I'm not making him ill or anything like that. I'm just picking up on what's going on around him. But I feel that he's quite a wise guy. And I feel that he's a good person to connect with and to discuss things with. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah? So he's a good link for you, Court. And I just feel... I've got Green Day, and I don't even know what they sing. I don't know whether you're into that kind of music. I'm going to look one at myself afterwards. I think it's probably quite a modern one. I'm not too sure. I've got Green Day.
Green Day's an older band, kind of punk rock.
Oh, are you into that kind of music?
I listen to all genres. I'm more specific in meaningful stuff, not caring what genre it's from as long as there's something inspirational about it. But
okay.
No, it wouldn't be my first, but I know who you're speaking of.
Oh, you do? As long as you understand that, because I don't, and I'm going to have to listen to it now, because I can't talk about it without not knowing what it is. But they just gave me Green Day around you, so that's an evidential value so that you know that I'm with you. Okay. August the 22nd is jumping out at me for some reason with your Court, and I want to jump
forward. What's jumping out?
August the 22nd is jumping out at me for you. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah?
I think it's the day after my father's birthday.
Lovely,
or
okay.
Or it might be his birthday.
All right, darling. So is he in spirit?
Is he?
Yes.
No.
He's here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not killing him off, please, don't worry. Is there an emotional distance between the two of you?
Yes.
I thought so. It's a reflective time for you, and I just want to say that there's a lady in spirit that puts her arms around you.
Yeah, I have a quick question, if you don't mind, with the,
yeah?
What you just talked or spoke of. Is there where do you see me and my family, whether it be my immediate family, my wife and kids, or you know my mother, father, brothers and sisters? Do you get anything from either of those?
I feel that there's a distance, to be honest with you. I don't know whether you distance yourself from everybody and you find it difficult, but I feel there's a distance. I feel that there's a reason for it, because there was some sort of hurt and heartache in the past where there was maybe somebody let you down, okay? But I do feel at this moment in time that you can make amends, and with the right kind of attitude, which I'm sure you have anyway, that you can build it all together so the family is going to sort of be closer. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. I think it comes from you. I feel like you've got a fantastic radio voice and you could broadcast that to millions of people, but let's use your voice wisely and build those links with your family, because your dad's very proud, and unfortunately I think you're the one that needs to break the ice. Do you understand?
Okay.
Okay,
yes,
darling.
I
wish you a lot of luck.
And one last thing real quick, if you
go
don't
quick.
Mind, future money. Good, bad, soon, never?
Money. Oh, if I give you some, will you give me some? Money, let's have a look.
you go first.
Everyone's struggling at the moment, Court. Apart from rich
people.
I've
been unemployed for a few years, and I did it on purpose to take care of my family. I'm not
yeah.
a single father, but I do take care of my children. I homeschool them.
Yeah.
And now they're getting to the age I've been looking for
yeah.
a job, and this is the worst time to look for one. And I was kind of wondering, you know, do I stay on the same course
time.
I'm on?
It's a good time to look for one. And you stay where you are. You've put your time in. It's like me with my babies, Jeanette with her babies, and all other people, you know, fathers and mothers. Time comes for you to grow. And I feel you're breaking free and you're growing. And this is your time. And
okay.
I feel, don't pull back. Surge ahead. Push yourself forward. And show your children what a good dad you've been in every aspect, but how then life changes. As they become a little bit more independent, you can show them how you are going to sort and you are going to change things for you. Because we're examples to our children. And I do feel you're a fantastic one. So I do wish you a lot of luck with that and a lot of love with that, Court. And you'll be able to listen back to the show because obviously you know that it will be on Blog Talk Radio, Mike Spirit FM. Okay.
Thank you so much. I really, truly, genuinely appreciate it.
Really appreciate you too, and thank you for calling into the show.
Thank you.
There we go. How are we doing for time, Jeanette?
Well, I think we've got about 4 minutes of the show left, so hasn't that flown tonight, Sarah?
Absolutely, Jeanette. You know, we start off and it just seems to flow, doesn't it? It grows and grows and grows, and you get towards the end and you feel like you could go on for another 2 hours.
Yeah, definitely. But we have had some fantastic listeners in tonight. Love the interaction. I love all the readings and the guidance and the crystals. And I really do feel that this show that we are, you know, putting on a Monday evening is got a little bit of everything, really, because it gives you a little bit of information and topics and tips about spiritual development and with the cards and guidance. And it also allows people to connect and get evidence that their loved ones are around them. And it also gives them a little bit of insight about what's going on around them as well. So, yeah, I feel that this is a lovely show, and I hope that it's going to just continue to grow and grow. It's really excellent.
Okay, Jeanette. What crystal would you give to me, darling?
Oh, gosh, okay. For you, I'd love to give you a labradorite, okay, which I really love, because that is the psychic's crystal, because a lot of people, when they learn how to develop themselves, work with this crystal, because it is an immensely popular crystal. And if you look at it, what I love about it is that it actually lights from the inside. And to me, that really reminds me of light workers and people who do work in our kind of spiritual realm, who actually do take on, you know, the light to show people the way, really, especially when they're going through a lot of problems. And it is lovely to talk to people like ourselves and connect with our energy. So for you, I would definitely say a little bit of labradorite, and also a lovely bit of rainbow moonstone as well, because it's all these beautiful colours as well that I really do feel that you can work and resonate with. So, yeah, those are the colours that I would love to give to you. But it's been a really fab show, and I know that you've got, you and Jerry are doing a fantastic show on Friday evening in Solihull, and I hope everybody who's living around there can pop in and see you, because it's really going to be worth coming along to. I myself will be working on Thursday in a local event in South Wales in a little place called Neath. So if anybody's interested, they can see the details on my website. So it's just going to be another hectic, busy week for us both again, Sarah. And we'll be coming back on next Monday thinking, poof, where did that week go? It's one of those kind of, you know, really busy kind of mad times that we always seem to have, yeah?
It does.
And then you sit down and you think, gosh, it's Monday again. Where did those 7 days go? But yeah, really loving the vibe from the show. And I hope the listeners are enjoying it as much as we are doing it.
Oh, I hope they are. I always have a listen back because I like to listen to your information about the crystals, because you always teach me something that I actually don't know myself. Okay. And I do listen to the chakra cleanses and the anything meditational as well, because it helps me, to be honest with you, and I need it. You know, we have a crazy week, don't we, where we're really busy. And to sit and make yourself listen to a show for a couple of hours makes you sit there and sort of give yourself some time.
And I think our colleague from the TV show, Karen Brown, is listening tonight, because she's just come in and said hi. So I'm just going to say hello to you, Karen. I hope you have a great time this week. And hi, Karen. We love you, and I hope you're okay. Yeah, and I look forward to working with you all again next Monday evening. So I think that's us wrapping it up tonight from Guiding Lights. And everybody out there, take care, and blessings to you all, and have a lovely week.
Bye for now. Have a fantastic week.
Thank you for being part of the Guiding Light Show. Jeanette and Sarah will be back with you next week at the same time, 9 o'clock in the evening, GMT. Meanwhile, contact them direct. Search Guiding Lights on Facebook or visit their website. Jeanette is available at www.jeanette-coon-psychic-tarot.co.uk and Sarah available at www.sarahmaypsychic.com. Until next week, take care.